Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. That's right, that's what we want to do, shed the shackles of the past. And that includes wrong ideas, mistaken ideas, faulty ideas that we get from who knows where. Where do people pick up wrong ideas? But they do, don't they? And how about you? Or is everything you do commonsensical and wise? Maybe not. Today we're talking about relationships again. Relationships are everybody's favorite topic, and perhaps the most important topic of all, really, because that's where your life, you either become a success or a failure in life. You either become a success or a failure in life. If you cannot deal properly with the people in your own family, with love, deal with love and with understanding and with wisdom, with kindness and with grace. If you cannot, what that means is that you haven't found it. Whatever it is that you need to find, which we all need to find it. That's life is a school. Life is a school. You have a limited amount of time within which to find the purpose for your existence, why you're here, and the secret to life. And if you are incapable of dealing with your wife, with your husband, okay, with your children, members of your family, with wisdom and understanding, and courage and kindness, okay, and patience, then you haven't found it. Because that's where it starts. It starts in the home. It starts in the family. That's where it begins. So don't go out in the world trying to help the world, you know, doing all kinds of volunteer work and so on, worrying about what's happening somewhere else in the world. Take a look at your own family. Now, most people are so blind. They're so prideful. See, last week I began to talk about, I told the story of a lady at the hotel desk, and I went to the hotel desk, and she was rude, and she was discourteous. And I looked at her and I saw that she was blocked. What was blocking her was pride. Her pride was blocking her. And of course, that's bad for her because that pride is going to block the free flow of love. And it's going to have a very bad effect upon her unless she has a change of heart. Okay? But the other thing that pride, it doesn't only block love, but it blocks understanding. Pride blocks understanding. Okay? And pride, when you become prideful and judgmental, okay, then you lose wisdom and understanding, and then you start to make mistakes. Instead of listening to what you know in your heart, you listen to what other people say, or what experts say, or what some book says, or what someone else says, or what your girlfriend says. And then you do what they say, and you make a mess out of everything. Okay, so what you need at home is understanding. Okay, you men need understanding and you women need understanding in order to deal properly with people in your own family. Okay? So today, let's talk about some things that people do wrong, some misunderstandings that they have, some wrong ideas. So, a typical wrong idea that people have is thinking that they can change their partner. A lot of ladies get married and they think, well, I'm going to change him. Okay? I'm going to change him. And then she tries to change him. And when she tries to change him, well, what does that lead to? It leads to his resisting her trying to change him. See, a man has to be a man. A woman can't make a man into a man. If she were to make him into a man, then he would be a man in her image. So she keeps manipulating and trying to change him, and eventually there's usually rebellion or hurt feelings, and things don't work out. And so what she must do is back off. She must back off a little bit and stop trying to change him. Give him some space to find himself. William Shakespeare, in his beautiful sonnet about love, said, "Love is not love, which alters when it alteration finds." Something to think about. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids, if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after. How to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love? Just visit SheddingShackles.com or talktoapastor.org, and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. We're talking about relationships today and how to improve your relationships and put the magic back in your relationships. And I said that one of the common mistakes that people make is the idea they can change someone else, especially ladies try to change their man. And when you try to change him, it just leads to rebellion. See, his whole life, he's probably was dominated by his mom. His dad was probably weak. Then he went to school, and everybody was always trying to do something to him. Okay, and so there you are trying to change him. So you can't change him. So give him some space. Hopefully he can find himself, okay? Nowadays it takes people longer to find themselves. Have you noticed? Long time ago, people were rather mature by the time they were 15, 16 years old. A lot of times they were very mature because life had been hard growing up on a farm or a ranch. And so they matured quickly. But not anymore now. Now it takes longer. So be patient with people, okay? Now, the other mistake is meddling. See, and where does the idea of meddling come from? It comes from pride. The idea that you can play God and try to change people and try to manipulate people, okay, to conform to how you want them to conform. So a lot of moms start meddling in their kids' life, for example, start meddling. See, of course we want to be protective. We want to be helpful. We want to be there. But there's a difference between that and meddling. Okay? What meddling leads to is one of two extremes. It leads to conformity. It leads to people without character who conform for a brownie button of approval. Or it leads to rebellion through resentment and anger and people trying to always do something to them. They rebel angrily. And so meddling always backfires. I know a man very well. He had a lot when he was a child. He came from a dysfunctional family, and it took him a long time to sort things out. Now he's okay. But when he was a child, his mother was always interfering between him and his stepdad. His stepdad was actually a decent guy. Okay, there was no violence, there was no drinking, there was no abuse, nothing of that sort. He was just a decent guy, hardworking guy, came home, read the newspaper, watched television, he was always there, see. So he was a decent guy, And the kid, when he was a kid, he was a decent kid, but he had issues. All, you know how kids are, they all have issues, okay? So he had some issues. But for the most part, he and his stepdad could kind of get along, okay? If they were left alone, they got along. But somehow, his mom resented her husband, in other words, his stepdad. She resented him and began to judge him. And before long, there was nothing he could do that was any good. Everything was wrong. And she began to try to turn the boy against the stepdad, always telling the boy how the terrible things that the stepdad was doing and how awful he was and blah, blah, blah. But she also tried to turn the stepdad against her son. She falsely accused the son of having done things that he didn't do and so on and so forth. It was very subtle, and it became more and more overt, but there was some kind of wickedness operating through his mother. There was some kind of wickedness. And she was always meddling between them and messed it all up. And when she was gone, like for a month on vacation over in Europe, then the stepdad and the boy got along just fine. But when she came back and started meddling, then there was trouble. So the advice is, a lot of times, just back off. If there's no violence and no abuse, he's a good guy and kid's a good kid, then let him work it out. Let him work it out. Don't interfere. Don't meddle. Don't come between them. Got a comment or a question? Call my listener call-in line right now and leave a message on my voicemail. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. There was an old song, and the first line of the song was, "Love is a many splendor thing." Yes, love is a many splendor thing. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like love, and that's what we all need. We all need. But let me give you a hint about what love is. May I give you a hint? You know what love is? It's patience. Love for other people is what I'm talking about. It's patience. Patience. Withholding judgment. Making allowances for others. I love what Ruth Bell Graham said when they asked her about her long marriage to her husband. She said, "My husband and I are both good forgivers." My husband and I are both good forgivers. So at some point in your marriage, see, you're just going to have to see that your partner is just a man, okay, and or just a woman, okay? So make allowances. Look, you're not perfect either. Okay, so he's not perfect or she's not perfect, but you're not perfect either. So, you know, lighten up. Lighten up, okay? And the other thing is, you You're going to have to let go of some of these wrong ideas that are floating around out there. For example, one wrong idea is about the purpose of marriage, that it's to get your needs met. No, marriage is not to get your needs met. If you have that kind of a selfish idea, see, most people, are when they get married, they're selfish. And then they either learn to be unselfish. See, that's what marriage is for. It's an institution within which to learn to be unselfish. And so if you learn to be unselfish, as the years go by, if you get better, instead of getting bitter, you get better. You become less selfish, less prideful, less blocked, less hard, less manipulative, less, see? Then your soul softens, and then you become someone that, it's not so bad to live with. Okay? You know what? If you continue getting better, see, we're supposed to get better. Humans are supposed to get better, not get worse. The older you get, the more virtuous you should be, the more honorable, the more noble, the more respectable, the more patient, the more courageous, the more long-suffering, the wiser. See, should be getting better. And if you get better, then life can be sweet. Life can be beautiful. Okay? And you can take your partner's hand and walk along the beach. And it'd just be absolutely beautiful. But if you continue to think that marriage is to get your needs met, and you get more and more selfish, see, you either grow one way or the other. If you don't grow better, then you grow worse. You keep growing. Souls are always growing. Then you become more bitter, more hard, more selfish, more resentful. See? So if you'd like to start growing better, then it's not so hard. It's not so hard. I've already given you the clue. It's a question of letting go of something. Letting go of resentment. Letting go of judgment. Letting go of your hardness of heart. And when you do, and of your expectations of getting your needs met, and when you start to let go of such things, then you become unblocked and love flows, okay? Love flows, and it's good for you. It's good for your relationship, okay? It's good for your family. Now I'd like to share with you a little spot that I made. I think you'll enjoy it. It's about love. This is your Shedding Shackles moment of reflection. My name is Roland. Want to put the magic back in your relationship? I read a really great quote that I'd like to share with you. Dr. Wayne Dyer said, "Real magic in relationships is an absence of judgment of others." I couldn't agree more. I've always said, there's nothing that hurts relationships more than resentment and judgment. So take out the resentment, take out the judgment, and then watch the magic return to your relationship. Real magic in relationships means an absence of judgments of others. My name is Roland. This is a Shedding Shackles moment of reflection. Share what you just heard with a friend. Go to sheddingshackles.com. Very nice quote from Dr. Wayne Dyer. Yes, remember, the theme of today's program is how to become unblocked so that the joy and the awe and the wonder and the delight and the discovery can be restored to your activities. If you could let go of resentment and judgment, then you can restore all of those to your relationship. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Hello, this is Roland. Yes, I really do encourage you to get my books. I have two books about marriage and relationships. One of them is called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's the first book I wrote about. It's very good, very good. And the second book, the one I talked about in the spot, was Putting the Forever Back in Love. They're both good books. And you can see that on this radio program, I have a limited amount of time. Okay, I can't go into great depth. I kind of scratch the surface. But the program is good, though, because it awakens. It awakens people. Awakens them. Okay? And then if you get my books, then, you know, they're good reads. They're very good reads. I encourage you to do so, okay? Now, and don't forget, I may not be around forever, you know. I mean, this is your moment. This is your moment. See, maybe you won't ever hear me again. Or you'll kind of think, well, that was interesting. See, a lot of people, they're very shallow. See, some people can benefit from me and others can't. And the ones who can't, well, they already think they have all the answers already, or they think they're a wonderful person and everybody else has got issues and they're the only wonderful person around, you know. Or they're very shallow. That's another way of blocking. Remember I talked about the lady at the front desk at the hotel that was surly and rude and condescending, and she was blocked from love. She was blocking herself from the joy and the splendor and the mystery and the secret to life, actually, by her pride. Okay? Well, it also blocks you from understanding. From understanding. Okay? So, let me put a couple of little finishing touches upon this program dedicated to becoming unblocked. And yes, this. So here are a couple of finishing touches. First of all, you adult kids of parents, see, a lot of your parents didn't do so well. They did the best they could. See, most of our parents, they did the best they could, but they failed. Your father failed you. He wasn't there for you. In some way or another, he wasn't there for you. And he failed to be the example that he was supposed to be. He was supposed to be a prince. In the eyes of a child, father stands in for God. And if he had been stronger than the world, if through his nobility and his courage and his standing for principle and his kindness and the twinkle in his eye and all those beautiful qualities, if he had had those, then it would have been good for you. Well, perhaps he didn't. Maybe he had some of them. Well, that's good. If he didn't, well, here's the secret. Don't resent him. Don't resent him. See, he was lost too. He was blocked. Remember, I told you about the lady at the front desk at the hotel, and I said that she was blocked from love. Well, somehow he was blocked too. He didn't find it. He didn't find the mystery and the splendor and the beauty and the sweetness. So have compassion upon him. It doesn't mean you have to feel sorry for him, but have compassion. Let it go. Let go of your resentment. Just let it go. Okay? And your poor old mom, your poor old unloved mom, okay? Forgive her also, okay? Forgive your mom. Forgive everyone, okay? And then as the adult child from a dysfunctional family, okay, with parents who didn't do so good maybe, if you forgive them, you become unblocked. And when you become unblocked, then you are free to be the good parent that you've always wanted to be. Now you may be seeing some of your parents show up in you. You may be messing up with your kids right now and you don't know why. That's the last thing you wanted to happen. That was the very last thing that you ever wanted to happen. And now, look, it's happening to you. Let go of resentment. Let go of the resentment. You become unblocked to love. Okay? To be a good parent. Okay? Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7. Leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Yes, life really can be good and sweet. Become unblocked, let go of resentment and judgment, and have a light touch, okay? Hope you enjoyed today's program. I certainly did. I have a lot of resources to help you, okay? Books and lots of YouTube video lectures and articles that I've written. A lot of wonderful resources. Take advantage of them. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.